So, any other questions for the applicant? Comments? Discussion amongst ourselves? Seems like a pretty straightforward. Again, part of why I'm hesitant is if you look at the, which is an awesome, you know, the park is an awesome deal, and that trail is right there.
And so, it looks like there's even some smaller ones kind of.
Yeah.
Might be some, and I think you're probably getting to this, but some buffer might need to be required.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some might go through the corner down there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you put a gate there?
Do we have a...
We could, for sure.
Is the plan to have that fenced, I would assume,
I would,
right?
Imagine, yes, just to secure the facility. And
yeah,
we do with all the storage units, with a gate at the entrance as well.
Okay.
So storage buildings are what you're going to build?
That is the plan, yes. Yeah. We don't have any other plans to do anything else. We're not planning on starting it right away, but it is the plan, yes.
Okay. Can you put nightly rentals on C2?
Yes, sir.
Can you put it on C1?
No, sir, no. You can, but it's conditional use, so they'd have to come back for you and ask for it.
Yeah, I'd like to build it, but
yeah,
I really would rather see the C1 there.
Okay. I do get that, and like you said, the C1 would... Obviously, if I was trying to put a nightly rental on it, which is not the plan, we could... I mean, there's no sewer and water there. It's all... It would take quite a bit to get there. That's why the storage units is the most feasible option for that property.
Right.
Okay. But I understand what you're thinking.
Well, if you're a developer, you do what you're doing, you buy a property, and someone comes along and says, hey, I'll give you this one. Okay,
yeah.
So this C2.
Right.
You stack a bunch of nightly rentals on that. It's not your fault. It's ours.
Yes, sir. And they would have to come back and, well, I guess not with C2. They
no,
can just
they would,
do it, yep.
That's the truth.
So do we have enough information to make a motion? And again, we would want to make a motion to approve the application as presented and vote it up or down.
Okay. One other question. And you don't want to change it to a C1 for this process right now?
Without talking to the partners, I don't want to just change it with, because
okay,
I'm just representing the people. I don't want to try to make a decision for them. We talked about it and they wanted to go C2 just to,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll have to read a specific motion once we get a motion in a second.
So there's the location. I spent a little bit of time trying to look for this header. I think that's where the county takes over. And so his entrance probably not going to be right on the border like he thinks, or unless he wants to redo this drop in one. But somewhere in this vicinity, yeah.
And what is that road? Is that a city road, I guess? Or that's a county right
it's
there?
It's a county road, I think, up until here it's city. Jack will know more about this than I am.
So as far as doing it,
that curb and gutter piece, if I'm looking at it right, that's still a city.
All this down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
So they just stopped their last paving segment there. So it's all the way down?
Yeah, we go quite a ways past that. That's all.
Oh, that's right. We go down to that water bridge, don't we?
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah,
that's all in the city.
I'm going to get
off. I've already went past the project. It's back up the hills. Yeah. It's back up in this area.
Any further discussion amongst ourselves, or are we? Good to make a recommendation. Again, it'll be up to the Taney County Commission to make the final.
There's already some storage units right down the road from there, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Not too far, yeah.
I'd make a motion, but I would recommend the county commission not make that change to C2.
For the motion to vote up or down, though, we've got to make a motion in the affirmative or to approve, and then we can vote up or down on that. Are you game to make a motion to approve so we can vote on it?
Okay.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll read the specific motion. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ 2026-011 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by the RF Real Estate Investments LLC for parcel located at 1675 Fall Creek Road, Branson Moe, parcel 17-3.0-06-002-007-002.000 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in approving the application, raise your hand, say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand, say nay.
Nay.
So we're going to roll into our CUP, our last request for the evening. Mike Mahoney, property owner, Beth Hammonds is the rep. Location property is 838 Reinhardt Road, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, section 16, township 23, range 21, the request. Beth Hammond is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a single family home for nightly rental use located at 838 Reinhardt Road, Branson, Missouri, parcel number 08-5.0-16-000-000-041.006. Like I said, the property is currently zoned RR1. So it's rural residential. Per the assessor, it's 5.36 acres in size. It's served by water district number 3 for water, and it will have, looks like, on-site septic for wastewater. I don't know how close to Branson is. I know they're in that area. I just don't know where. To the north, you got some C2. To the south, you got some R1, to the east you got RR1, and to the west you got some RR1. Let me take you to this one so you guys have an idea of what's going on. So, once again, 65 High Road exit right here. So if you go on the outer road and come down, here's Reinhardt Road coming off. I think that's Bee Creek. Kind of far out here, but you go down Reinhardt, past the little industrial park, barely. And it might extend this far, I guess. But once again, Bee Creek to Reinhardt. Here's the parcel in question. A little closer. So it's Bee Creek, so it's like a rainbow. So we got some C2, we got some R1, some R2, R1, RR1, some C2, and the purple is mobile home. Little picture of the front. I don't know if this is where the entrance will be, but that's where it is right now. Here's the road right in front of it. It's to your left if you're looking at. All right, with that, I'd bring up the applicant. You guys have any questions for me?
Is there a existing CUP next door?
Yes, that's a good question.
There is.
There is for nightly rental.
Yes. A couple of them down there.
The
Combs.
Yeah,
that's Combs place.
Yeah.
So, yes, this right here has got a CUP for a nightly rental right next door. There's probably more. I don't know. course, there can't be in any in R1, so could be some in C2. It's pretty commercial in there, but yes, some R1 can have it. Ag could have it. There's nothing that close.
Cody, for this, I know my name is on there as a rep. Brandon and I are purchasing this land together, so is he allowed to speak? Or because my name is on there as a rep, then I'm only allowed to speak?
Did you both sign up?
Yes, we both signed up.
I think I'd be comfortable with both of you doing that.
Okay, that's perfect.
Just for full disclosure, I used to own this property.
Did you really?
Yeah. So I bought it from the Combs.
Mike Combs?
Mike Combs, yeah. And sold it, I don't know, 8 years ago, maybe 6 years ago.
And he offered to sell that to me when I purchased the other property. And at that time, I didn't have the money to do it,
yeah.
Which it was really sad for me to let that slip away because it does border our property.
Yeah. You and I had a conversation about that at one point.
Yeah.
Just for the record. So, so what's the pitch?
Okay. So my name is Braden Hamlin. Beth Hammond's son. As we mentioned, we're wanting the CUP approval for 838 Reinhardt Road to be able to build a vacation rental home. So we don't have any like exact specs or anything. The Mahoney family offered us first chance because our property is right next to it. So like to respect them, we just signed up right away, trying to get approved before even digging into anything else. So. The concept is very similar to 860 Reinhardt Road, a single-family home, large for multi-generational families, built on the front half of the lot, same amenities, which include the private pool, pickleball court, small mini-golf. So those amenities would take up part of the land, but leave the second half as like the wooded area, creating a buffer from the homes behind us. In addition to that buffer, we believe the wooded acre would like leave room for like our potential guests to feel that everyone wants to be like secluded in the Ozark nature. So it provides both a buffer and quality for our guests. So we believe this stretch of Reinhardt is perfect place for it. Not only do we own the home right next to it, like we said, our personal home is also located on Arizona Drive, which is just a 5-minute drive away. If there's anything needed by our guests or neighbors, we're literally just up the road. So anyone that drives Reinhardt Road knows that it's already what's already there. 7 business addresses, 4 storage facilities, an entire light industrial warehouse district, and the zoning map shows the same. General commercial land sharing our quarter to the west. More commercial land just up the road. I think that was just purchased recently. It was like that 1-acre plot. The M1 light industrial district, multiple storage facilities, etc. The nearest single family homes sit behind us to the south, which again we'd want to leave the tree line mentioned previously. And then there's also homes to the west, which there is another parcel of land that is again creating a barrier between us and the next closest residential homes. So as of how we operate it, I would like to talk about our reputation rather than what we will do. You guys had approved Fruit Farm Road for a conditional use permit. As soon as we had that finished, we held an open house, invited everyone in the neighborhood. We walked them through the home, answered any questions, and we gave out both our personal cells. If anyone had any questions, concerns, issues, we pride ourselves on responding as soon as we get anything and addressing it immediately. So lastly, I'd just like to give an example from Reinhardt Road 860. The last 10 years that my mom's owned Reinhardt, we've had one neighbor at least reach out to us about music being too loud. We addressed it with the guests. The music was turned down. We checked back the neighbors the same day. Everything was all good. The reason I gave that example is just because if we are made aware of any issues, we're willing to do not just accommodate our guests, but also accommodate any neighbors that surround our property as well. So we'd be grateful for your approval and happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
So what amenities are you thinking of?
So it'd be the same as 860. So there's a private pool, pickleball court, and then a 6-hole mini golf course.
You know, pickleball courts are becoming a big issue in subdivisions now, based on the noise of the pickleball.
Okay.
So